broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And you don't have to believe me, just ask them. Welcome to the program, and welcome to Phil TV in HD if you're watching us on our website, philhenryshow.com. And by the way, when you're over at philhenryshow.com, you can pick up our best of Phil Hendry legacy CDs. It's our collectible CDs. You can also get our T-shirts. You can get our coffee mug. You can get the official Phil Hendry Show shot glass. And we've got other things that are coming into our merchandise store very, very soon. But I think this is a pretty good way to start off. We're like halfway through the summer right now, so head over there to philhenryshow.com. Also, you will find on our website a list of all of our affiliates, so no matter where you are in the United States, I bet you there's at least one affiliate in every one of the 50 states. So check out our list of affiliates at philhenryshow.com, and that'll give you an idea as to where to listen to our show live, or also tape delayed. Just a potpourri of things. And, of course, our daily podcast you can sign up for as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, we are going to have our news and information hour. And we slowly, and I say we, I slowly make my way toward, I hope, a point of coherence. Because in the middle of this most glorious of summers, and I say that because we've had some great weather here at the beach. And as you know, we broadcast from the El Pacifico. I'm telling you, we've had the best weather that we've had. And when I say the best weather, we are in California, and generally summer is nice. But here at the El Pacifico, we sit in a sort of a pocket on the California coast, and we get slammed with a lot of fog and a lot of low clouds. And generally, it may last all day. This summer, we've had a beautiful, beautiful series of weeks, and I hope it lasts. But the drag is I got some kind of virus when I was visiting family in Canada, so I brought back to the States with the first summer cold I've had in a long time. So I, you know, all I can tell you is thanks for bearing with me, guys. I know it's probably not the greatest thing in the world to listen to, but we're doing the best we can, and we are talking about the issues that are very, very important to you. Bob Green, who is the owner of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, joins us on our newsmaker line. Bob, you were at Buena Park Billiards tonight, right?
Yeah, Phil, it's a great place for us to relax. I've been coming to Buena Park Billiards, as a matter of fact, Phil, since I was a young man. And it's a good place. I love to play pool, and a good place for a lot of the local businessmen who come and play as well. And we got a friendly game going.
Is it a place where you go to get away from the stresses of work, obviously?
Yeah, it is. And it's very close to our main store in Buena Park, Fraser Foods. And I will oftentimes find myself retiring here to get a little of the, let off a little steam. You know, sometimes working in public service in retail can get under your collar a little bit, Phil. And that's not a comment on our customers. We got the greatest customers in the world, but sometimes I need to let off steam, and I'll come down here and play a few games of billiards, win a few games, win a few bucks. You know, just friendly money that we put on a pool game.
And are you good?
Yeah, I am good. I am good. I don't want to lie. I am. I'm very good, and I let everybody know that I'm good. So I don't want to get into a Paul Newman hustler situation. If you saw that movie.
Yeah, I did see the movie, The Hustler with Paul Newman. That was. Are you talking about that scene in the when they identify him as a pool shark?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
That was a frightening and gruesome scene.
Well, yeah, and I certainly don't want that happening to me.
Well, let me tell my audience. In the movie The Hustler, Paul Newman, his character wins a bunch of pool games against some guys that don't appreciate him winning all these games. In fact, they suspect that he came in trying to play down his ability, that he was trying to con them into a lot of games.
Well, you're not exactly getting the terminology. He was a pool sharp, and yeah, he played them. He was a pool sharp that played them. Okay, that's all you need to say.
All right, excuse me.
Well, I'm not trying to tell you anything, Phil, but if you've been around pool halls like I have.
All right, but what they wound up doing was breaking his thumbs.
That's exactly right. They broke his thumbs, and that's what's going to happen. Even to this day, in pool halls across America, if you come in and you try to pretend like you're just some guy off the farm, like you're a guy that just walks in with a corn cob in your ear and you just blew into town on the bus, And, oh, wow, look at the big city. Wow. Anybody know where I could get me a bite to eat? You know, that kind of a deal. And then you ring up about 9, 10, 11 wins in a row. Oh, yeah, you'll get your thumb snapped the same way Paul Newman did. And you won't be in the very, very good likelihood you're not as good looking as him.
All right, well, I think you've pretty much warned all of us, Bob. So you, when you play pool, you make sure everyone knows how good you are.
Yeah, I don't come in trying to pretend like I'm something that I'm not. I don't come in trying to pretend like I'm some goober, you know, that I'm some goober that just, I just fell in from out of town. I try to play it straight with these guys, and I tell them, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to play me in pool. You and I are about to play a pool game. And, of course, they're getting impatient. And I say to them, I want you to know something. I'm going to beat you. And I'm probably going to beat you again and again and again and again. I want you to know that now before you put your money on the table. I don't want anybody in here to have any misunderstanding, but I am most likely going to beat the brains in of every single one of you guys. And today I wasn't feeling all that good. I'd had a very tough time at work. And I came in and I used some language and I apologized for it. I said, I got to be honest with every single one of you, you know, C words.
And boy.
Yeah, it was a tough day, Phil.
You called him the C word.
I said, every one of you C's, I'm going to beat your brains in. And if you want to come back for more, the name's Green, Bob Green. I work right up the street. Bye. And I walked out. And I even, and I'll say this, maybe I shouldn't say it, I broke wind as I they couldn't hear it, but I left. You know?
All right, I understand, Bob. So I think what the point of what you're saying here is that you had a very difficult day at the store. Is that right?
That is right.
Well, tell me about this, because this really gets into what I wanted to talk to you about, and that is the raising prices, the rising price on Netflix. Let me just read to my audience this a little bit of this story from MSNBC. Despite the outcry after Netflix announced a 60% price hike and separate DVD and streaming plans, and I don't know, I think we might have been remiss in getting into the story as deeply as we should have, but it was quite an outcry from Netflix customers. And they all said the same thing. They would never again use Netflix.
Oh, boy, yeah.
All right. Well, the news today is that despite the outcry after Netflix announced that 60% price hike and separate DVD and streaming plans, most will stay with the service and change their plans, according to a recent survey. After interviewing 500 customers who currently subscribe to both DVDs and streaming, the Diffusion Group, TDG, which was the group that was contracted with to do this survey, predicts that between, and I'm quoting now, 12% and 15% of dual-service Netflix subscribers will in fact cancel their service in the next 6 months, specifically because of the new pricing scheme, which amounts to between 2 million and 2.5 million subscribers. In its announcement yesterday of its second quarter earnings, Netflix revealed it now had 25 million members all over the world from 15 million a year ago. During the quarter, the streaming-only plan continued to gain in popularity, with nearly 75% of our new subscribers signing up for it. With the rapid adoption of streaming, DVD shipments for Netflix have likely peaked.
And that is the name of that game. Let me explain something, Phil. The reason why I wanted to come on your program, of course they're going to pay for it, and of course they're going to stay with it. Netflix provides something that the average consumer of at-home entertainment, when it came to movies, could not get. And that was I don't know anything about Netflix. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know a thing about Netflix. I don't know what they do. And to be honest with you, I could care less. I'm in the grocery business. But what I do know is this. What Netflix offers, Phil, is very popular. And what Netflix offers is something that a lot of people want. And as the result of a lot of people wanting it, they've made a lot of money. And as the result of them making a lot of money, they got the money that they need to begin to invest in the company in other directions. So Netflix knew exactly what it was doing. The reason why I'm on your program tonight, Phil, is to reinforce with you and with your listeners that as a businessman, I know that you want a good bargain, but I also know I can predict what you're going to do. I can predict what you are, and not you necessarily, Phil, but the people listening, you people out there tonight, I know what you're going to do. and I say this with all due respect, but, you know, you don't really scare me. You're going to do what I tell you to do. Now, the money...
Oh, whoa, hold on for a minute, because we're getting into some pretty pointed remarks here, you know.
Well, Phil, I mean, I'm not here, you wanted me to tell the truth. Okay.
How do you know that kind of honesty is going to play well? And it's probably unnecessary honesty. You're going to do what I tell you to do.
Well, they are going to do what I tell them to do because they're doing what Netflix told them to do, aren't they? Aren't they doing that?
Well, there's 10 to 12%.
Oh, well, 10 to 12%. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. You're right. 10 to 12%. Most of the people are going to stay with Netflix because it's a great service. Netflix knows that. And they know what they want from their customers, and they've gotten it. They've gotten their loyalty, and they're going to get more money out of them. Now, that's what I do. That's what I do at Fraser Foods. Now,
what is the point of talking directly to a customer and saying, you're going to do what I want you to do?
I think customers appreciate it. I think
you really do?
Oh, absolutely. I think customers like being talked to straight. The customer knows that what I'm about to say to him or her is true. I'm going to say to you, what I got, you want. What I got, you need. And what I got, you gotta have. So when I say that, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm making a statement of fact. I got it, you need it. You want it from me. You want it, and you know you want it. And so when I open the doors of my grocery store in the morning, it is not the most pleasant thing to hear if you're a customer, but you can't deny that it's true. You want it, you need it, and I'm going to give it to you if I feel like it.
What, again, what is the benefit of that?
You already asked me the question, Phil.
No, you have not answered the question. You've not answered the question.
I apologize. What was your question?
My question is, what's the benefit of that?
Well,
what's the benefit of saying to a customer, You want what I got, and I'm going to give it to you, maybe.
It is the kind of honesty that at a subconscious level the customer appreciates.
And so if you talk that way to a customer, you're telling me they come back.
That's exactly what Netflix just told them. That's what you're missing. Okay?
So in effect, you're saying that's what Netflix said.
That's exactly what they said. Well, they didn't say it exactly like that. But by raising the prices on people that are loyal, and are loyal because of the price structure, and are loyal because it was something they could get for a very, very affordable price, they're basically saying, guess what? We're going to raise the price on you, and you ain't going to have, you got nothing to say about it. Not only do you got nothing to say about it, you're going to stay, and you're going to give me even more of your money. Now, how does that make you feel?
And well, that's not exactly what they're saying.
That is, in essence, that's what they're saying. I'm telling you, in essence, that's what they're saying.
What you just said on the air, you know what, let's take a break, okay?
Yeah, let's take a break, because you're beginning to mumble and stutter. And
no, I'm not, no. I beg your pardon?
Well, you're going with you, and that cold you've got.
Hey, Bob, you know what, I'll take care of me, you take care of you, okay?
Well, it sounds like you're stealing the slur, you know, I got what you need. You know,
hold on, and we'll get to you when I feel like getting to you. How about that? Robert Green with us as he explains Netflix and the price hike and the fact that people might have protested, but guess what? They're going to stay with Netflix, they're going to pay the price, and they're going to be happy. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods as we talk with him about the rising prices at Netflix. And as a as the owner of a business, Bob, and you've just spelled out, you know, I mean, look, I know when I talk to you...
I'm going to be a straight shooter.
You're going to be a straight shooter. I'll give you that, okay? I mean, you're talking to me about shooting pool down there at Buena Park Billiards, and you're walking in and telling these guys, I'm going to take your money.
Well, I believe in being absolutely honest with customers. It has bore me in good stead all these years, and I think it'll continue to bear me in good stead. I don't believe in bullcrapping people. Excuse my language. I don't believe in going up to people and saying, you know, this, that, something else. Just a lot of hooey. Just a lot of horse dung. I believe in giving people a straight scoop. And that's what I do when I walk in and I shoot a game of pool with people. I tell them, you know, I'm going to beat your brains in. So you better bring your A game. And even if you bring your A game, you're going to get your brains beaten in so bad that you may give up billiards. You may give up billiards.
All right. So...
Before you move on, did you hear what I just said?
You tell people you're going to beat their brains in so bad they may give up billiards.
Exactly. That's exactly what I say. Okay? So, before I move on, what are you going to move on to? That what I just said there, aren't you going to comment?
You've already made the point that you're a great billiard, you're a great pool player, okay?
Yeah. Boy, this is the reason why I came down here today. You know?
I mean, it's right now, it's almost, it's 11:30, all right?
Yeah, and I'm a grown adult, Phil. I'll go where I, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, you didn't come, how long you been there?
I've been here since 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's how upset I was at the store. Because what was happening at the store was that I had people coming in, and I would engage them in discussion about Netflix. They would ask me, where's the milk, where are the Band-Aids, where's this, where's that? And I'd say, before I tell you that, what do you think of the Netflix deal? A lot of people have heard about it, and they'd say, I don't like it. I said, and that's just for something you don't need. Who needs movies? Where does Netflix get off telling anybody that they even need their lousy product, which is their lousy, rotten movies? But guess what I got at my store, Phil? What do you think I got at my store?
You've got food. You have things.
That's it. There. Give the man a cigar. I've got food. I've got Band-Aids. I've got milk. I've got food for babies. I've got baby food. Baby food. I've got the little jars of baby food. And if you've ever been to the store, if you've ever done shopping to get the baby food, you see the little baby. And there's a baby on a jar. And that's a baby. And in it is baby food. I made a joke to a lady one day. I said, yeah, this is baby food. It's made out of baby. And I thought it was funny. And she got very upset with me. But I said, but guess what? At the end of the day, you still got to buy this. Netflix, you can say no to. But you got to eat this. You. If it ever got to the point, Phil, where the lady was starving, she'd have to eat baby food. And she'd eat it even after I made the joke about the fact that it's made out of baby. So
what are you saying now, man? What are you talking about now, if you don't mind me? Because I just got off the phone with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton last hour, and they weren't making any sense at all. You are on your way down that road.
Whoa, wait a minute here. You asked me about the Netflix deal to come on and talk about it.
Yes, I did.
I'm giving it to you as straight as I can. Netflix, people love it so much, they're going to pay for it. Now, what do you think that means for my business?
It means that if they're going to pay that much money for videos, they will pay what they have to pay for food.
There you go. Even if I say to them, this is baby food made out of baby.
Why? And you do that, Bob. Why?
Hold on for a minute. Is that your quarter? Is that your quarter? All right. I do that.
Are you in the middle of a game?
I'm next up. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with Robert Green here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking about the Netflix deal. People are not going to complain. They're going to pay the price.
That's right.
All right. And that means they're going to pay the price in your store.
That is exactly right.
So that means, basically, you don't owe them courtesy.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I do owe them courtesy. I give them the courtesy of an honest answer.
But what's the point, Bob, of saying... what you said to that lady. She you asked her about the Netflix deal.
I asked the lady, I said, what do you think of the Netflix deal? She said, I personally don't like it. I don't want to pay the price. I said, but you will, won't you? And she wouldn't make eye contact with me. She just looked at her feet. She said, yes, I will. I said, that's right. I said, and you'll also buy this baby food, even if it was made out of baby. And that's when she nodded. She said, yes, I would even do that.
You know, I want to ask you more about that. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I don't believe that at all.
Well, so now you're calling me a liar, huh? That's my quarter.
Phil Hendry.
My quarter.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods, and we're talking with Bob about the price increase at Netflix. And Bob is speaking to us this evening from Buena Park Billiards, which is a pool hall down from Fraser Foods. You mentioned, Bob, that you went there to relax.
Yeah, well, I came down here, Phil, to blow off a little bit of steam.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I'd like to, but I say this as a friend and someone that has been on your radio show before, but I'm not sure that I want to chance it because my honesty tonight has not exactly served me in good stead.
Well, Bob, if there's something you want to say, I please say it. I'll ask you about it.
Well, that's just it. I don't think you've asked me questions that I feel have been fairly framed.
I promise that I will attempt to frame my question honestly, fairly.
Well, there's a Freudian slip. I promise honestly, fairly. So that's what...
I meant to say fairly.
I'm here at this billiard hall because I was in my place of business today, and I felt myself being driven from my own place of business, being driven from my own place of business by the outrage that I was feeling by the answers I was getting from a lot of the customers. When I asked them, what do you think of the Netflix price increase? And they all said, we don't like it, we don't like it, we don't like it, we don't like it. And then when I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to raise the price of baby food, they said that they were going to shop somewhere else. They said that, how dare I? They threatened boycott. Now,
did they leave?
No, they did not leave, but that's not the point. The point is, they will complain about the price increase, but you know and I know that they're going to stay with Netflix. And Phil, I'm in a billiard hall, I'm in a pool hall, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to speak as if I'm in a billiard hall, and I hope you'll forgive me. But what these people are proposing to do is to put on the high heels if they are a guy and essentially pick up the soap and...
Okay, and they're bending over for Netflix.
Yes, they're bending over for Netflix.
And they're not bending over for you.
I don't think anybody's got to bend over for Bob Green. Okay? No one has to bend over for Bob Green or Fraser Foods. We are heterosexual business people. And we do business in a heterosexual way is what I mean. So when you take it from us, you're taking it face to face. We don't do business in a homosexual business model.
What is that? I'm very curious. A homosexual business model, meaning somebody's face.
Yeah, well, keep on trying to get to it there, Porky. I mean, and
what does Porky mean?
Well, you're going be. I'm saying to you that.
No, I'm saying to you, Robert, because you're doing some amazing.
Boy, you got to get that throat fixed. Amazing. I don't think it does you any good. It doesn't sound manly.
I will. Thank you very much. I'll take your advice. Under advisement, I'm talking right now about the Netflix deal. People don't like it. People are bitching about it, but they're going to do it. That is your point. And you made that point at the very beginning of the program. You said that that's how business is. People will complain, but they pay the price because they know a good product.
That is correct.
All right. Can you not just say the same thing about you?
yeah, you can say the same thing about me, but they don't say that. What they say instead is this. How dare you? I'm going to boycott. How dare you? And
they were saying the same things about Netflix.
No, they were not saying the same things about
Netflix. Yes, they were saying the same things about Netflix. I heard them saying the same things about Netflix. I heard people and I saw people on Twitter saying that they were canceling their subscription. Okay.
Well, okay. I understand that. But there's a disconnect here, Phil, between the way they're talking about Netflix, making all that money, and people coming back to them, even though they were complaining, and a woman looking at me like I am the second coming of Albert Fish, the notorious child murderer and cannibal. Okay? You heard what I just said, right?
Yes, I know who Albert Fish is.
Okay, so it doesn't get lower than that. It doesn't get lower than that than to stand there in an apron in the middle of the baby food aisle talking to a customer. I'm in an apron. I've been here since 6 a.m. I've got boxes of cilantro. I've got boxes of parsley. They are rotting as we speak. They're beginning to stink the store up. That's how rotten they're getting. But guess what? I'll stand there and I'll listen to the customer compare me to a notorious child cannibal. Rather than be rude to her, as she tells me, how dare you this and how dare you that. Now, do you think anybody at Netflix has to put up with that?
Well, Bob, it's one of the drawbacks of the line of work you're in. You're in a kind of retail business that is face-to-face.
Well, but no, what are you talking about? Why can't I do what Netflix does?
You want to start selling food via the Internet?
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is no one at Netflix has to stand there and listen to a woman look them up and down. And that's what this woman did. She looked from my shoes, which are Italian, by the way, but I guess that didn't make any difference to her, all the way on up the green apron to a hair system, a $15,000 hair system. And she says to me, well, it looks like your hair's on crooked. And I said, boy, I said, you know, I've been nothing but polite to you. I said, that is a hair system. And she says to me, you've got a rug or something. I said, I really was tempted to say something racial because she, you know, was...
Was she black?
No, she wasn't black. I don't go there with my black customers. But she looked like kind of some other race. But I didn't do it because I'm not a racist. And
well, that's... Bob, you know, if you're looking for brownie points for that, you know...
I'm not looking for brownie points.
Well, you're saying I was tempted to be racial. Isn't it true that because of the line of business that you're in, because you are in face-to-face retail business and you are not in a mail order or an internet-style delivery business, you are in face-to-face, off-the-street retail business. You're a grocery store owner. You are a millionaire. You own a lot of stores, but the fact is that's what you do. Isn't it true that you're going to have to suffer the customer's ill will?
No, it's not true. I don't have to put up with that. I don't believe that I should have to put up with that. So what's your point?
What is your alternative?
I don't know, Phil, but my alternative was with this lady, as I said, hold it right there. I listened to about 15 minutes of her as box after box of cilantro and parsley rotted to the point of stench.
Come on, that stuff's not going to rot that fast.
Well, it was sitting there behind me getting warm, and I needed to get it over to produce, but I didn't. And as soon as I was done talking with her, I rolled it back into the stock room. And I said, I want all you guys to see something. I took what looked to be, there were about four boxes of cilantro. I took them right back to a dumpster. I said, watch this. And I threw all four boxes into the garbage. I said, you like that? And they're looking at me stunned because, you know, let's face it, you work in a stock room, you're not that bright. I said, you guys like that? Huh? You know, no response. And I walked out. That's what she did. And
she didn't do that. You did that.
No, I don't, maybe you haven't heard me.
I've been listening to everything you're saying. That's not what she did. You did that. Okay? So, what did this woman...
This lady stood there. Hold on for a minute, because I got to give Joey... You ready? One, two. One, two, three. Go. That's good.
What's that?
Well, I'm giving these guys tap dancing lessons. And the reason why I'm giving them tap dancing lessons, to be perfectly honest with you, is because I've gotten so many complaints about the fact that we raised the price on baby food. I said that what we will do is we are raising the price on baby food, but I want some guys in the aisle. I want to do a special giveaway, so they're dancing.
And you got guys doing what?
I said, I don't speak Chinese, Phil.
You got guys that are dancing.
They're tap dancing. Come here. Do that again, because I don't like that. No, it's one, two, and then click. Heel click. That's good, okay? Stop. That's good. So,
You're giving these guys tap dancing lessons.
Yes, I am.
Did you ever tap dance?
No, I did not. No, I never tap danced. And if I ever had tap danced, I'm sure as hell not going to tell you, because I'm sure it'll be all over town by tomorrow.
Well, you're on the radio right now.
Well, all the more reason.
All right, so you're standing there with this woman. 15 minutes later, what happened?
What happened was this. I told you what happened. I took the baby food, and I said, you want to know something, Mrs. Jarvis? That's her name, Mrs. Jarvis. I said, you see that baby food? I said, I could sell that to you for $6 for a little tiny 4-ounce jar, and you'd eat it with a smile on your face, even if it was made of ground-up kid. And with that, I turned and stormed out.
And that's why that...
That's how I got down to the billiard hall, yeah. I don't know if that lady's still a customer. I don't know. Hold on for a minute. All right, Jerry's next. Jerry. One, two. Hold on for a minute. Put your tie on. One, two, and a 1, 2, 3. All right, good. That's good. That's good. Oh, yeah. Put him in the overalls. All right.
What are you telling me? You've got a floor show going?
No, I don't have a floor. No, I don't have a floor show going. Ha ha. I've got the guys.
Oh, they're dancing in the baby food aisle.
Yes, the kids are stocking and dancing. So I said to them, I said, folks, I know that we've raised the price on baby food, and I know you're going to pay it. But I'm going to do something even Netflix won't give you. I'm going to give you a little entertainment, even as you're buying jars of what could very well be human baby. All right, go. One, two, one. And remember to heel click. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So what?
Get out of here. What a maniac. All right, Robert Greene, we'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now he's got a tap dancing routine going in his baby food aisle, and that is because even though he's putting it to them with the price of baby food, he wants to give them a little something extra like a tap dance. Well, I can tell you that the Netflix price increase, folks, and we'll continue to talk about this with Robert Greene, but the Netflix price increase was vehemently protested, and yet here we are 1 week later. Most people are going to recommit to Netflix. Most people are going to continue doing business with Netflix. And Bob pretty much has said the same thing. Only in his line of work, it isn't a movie, it's baby food. And to quote Bob, he says his people will continue to buy that baby food, even if he talks them into believing it's ground-up baby. Unreal. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Turn that off. World-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Those of you looking on Phil TV in HD, that's Buena Park. In fact, that's the entrance to Knott's Berry Farm. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we have Robert Greene on the line with us from Buena Park Billiards this evening. Bob, we've been talking, and I guess I should ask you how you doing in your billiard game tonight.
Well, I have not played any billiards since you and I started. I mean, I do have a quarter up on the table. When are you guys going to be doing the game? I'm on the radio right now. If just for a minute, Phil.
I got so many guests that keep going off the air on me here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I understand. How long are you guys going to be with this game? Do either one of you guys know how to play pool? Is that right? You know, anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere.
Okay, Bob.
Hold on for a minute, will you, Phil? Keep your shirt on, will you? Hold on for a minute. you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm on the air right now.
I know you're on the air. Hold on. What'd you say? Anytime, anywhere. You know what that means, don't you? Anytime, anywhere. I'll play you guys. I'll play you with half a stick. I'll play you with one arm. You can break my arms before I play. Yeah, keep laughing, funny man.
Hey, Bob.
What?
Do you want to go ahead and just get into your fight, and that way we can conclude our interview?
I'm not going to get in any fight. Don't worry about it. You guys aren't going to fight. You know, you guys are lovers. You're not fighters, huh? You're lovers. You're not fighters, right? Yeah, they're not going to do anything. So the point that I was making with you, Phil, earlier is that while we are intent on saving our customers, we're also intent on making sure that we maximize a little bit of a profit. I'm not about to sacrifice a profit margin because somebody was getting something for free for a long time. I think what happened at Netflix is that people got used to an incredible deal, and they thought that the world was not going to change, that everything stays the same. Everybody is in a fairyland. Everybody is living in a fantasy land, and they think that nothing changes, everything stays the same. Well, guess what? Those people got a taste of reality last week. They got a taste of reality, and they were not exactly facing reality, okay? Can I put it that way?
I get your analogy. Once again, there's, that rape analogy.
No, it isn't rape. It's just, it's something they weren't anticipating, is what I'm saying. Hold on. Go ahead. Now, that's not good enough, so watch this.
What the hell did you do?
Gave him a shock, yeah. Yeah.
Are you having guys coming in and tap dancing?
I've got some of the guys coming down to the store. And I'm waiting for these guys. Well, I may be a dance director, but I play pool better than you. Either one of you guys. I think you guys, if I give you guys a week, you guys will have this game done. God almighty. You want to see these two stumble bums.
You know, Bob.
No, don't you know Bob. Not you know Bob. All right, come here. I mean, if you're not going to interview me...
I'm interviewing you, and you're in the middle of auditioning tap dancers and trying to get into a fight. Now, the question that I had for you, because we had a very good article here today... Oh, God.
Faster. Come on. Do it again. Do it again! Faster! All right, to hell with you. That'll teach you. So...
All right, I'm going to let you go now, Bob.
Bob, what?
I'm going to let you go because I think we're all done with Netflix. We're all done with everything. You're electrocuting people. They're tap dancing. You're pissing off two guys that are playing pool. You're telling people that you're selling ground up, baby. You're not even at work.
Well, you know something? I own the company. I can do what I want.
Now, I understand you can do what you want. You've given me a great education in how you do business. And
well, I'm doing business no different from Netflix, my friend. No different at all. No different at all. Netflix did the Netflix equivalent of telling its customers, here's a jar of baby, now eat it. You like the taste, but you know it's baby. And we were going to put that up, you know it's baby, and yet you'll still eat it. Welcome to Fraser Foods.
All right, Robert, thank you very much.
All right, well, I know you're probably going to talk about me. When you hang up, you're probably going to say that I'm a douchebag. You're probably going to say...
No, I'm not. I'm saying thank you, Bob, very much.
Well, I don't think you're being honest, Bill, but I want people to come to Fraser Foods, see for yourself, come into our baby food aisle. It's the only thing we've raised the price on. No, we don't sell baby. God.
Well, you know what? You have...
Hold on for a minute. I haven't done anything.
You've been saying all night long that this is a jar of baby and you'll eat it.
No, I didn't. I said if it was. And I want people to know we don't sell ground up baby. We're not asking you to eat it. And the only guy that's going to be eating something is this guy here that I'm going to play pool. That's right. That's Mike Porter. Did you win? Well, how about this? Hey, Phil, the guy finally sunk the eight. Hey. All right, oh, I'll see. One thing's for sure, this game's going to be a lot quicker. Yeah, rack 'em. Rack 'em, handsome. Okay, Phil, so the point that I made, and I don't think you let me make it, was that no, I don't sell baby, but they would eat it if I did. Same as Netflix.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much. Good luck in your billiard game.
Good looking, rack. What's that?
Good luck in your billiard game.
I thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. I can't yell over that crowd. You know, like I said, I'm getting over this cold. He's got a crowd of people in that place. It's a billiard room, and some kind of a pool hall, and I just can't keep shouting over top of these guys. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. So we thank Robert Green very much for his commentary this evening. And as I mentioned, Netflix made the announcement. They said that they will lose between 12% and 15% of their dual-service Netflix subscribers. They will cancel their service in the next 6 months specifically because of the new pricing scheme. That amounts to between 2 million and 2.5 million subscribers. In its announcement yesterday of its second quarter earnings, Netflix revealed it now had 25 million members all over the world from 15 million a year ago. So they have gained 10 million, and they will lose, as you just heard, 12 to 15% of the total number that they have. I don't know what the percentages of the people that they have that they've gained over the last year. So the point here, folks, is that Netflix knows what it's doing. They know their business. They know what the demand is. And they know they got your business. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our news and commentary hour coming up next hour.
Phil Henry.
Rack 'em.